This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York publishes its latest assessment of household debt in America. This is for the second quarter, spring to summer, and covers the key types of debt from mortgages, car loans, credit card balances, and student loans. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that last one's been running very high.
Americans have a love-hate relationship with debt. Back in the early 2000s, people loaded it on. Then in the recession, they deleveraged. People paid off credit cards and locked them away in a drawer. Many lost their homes to foreclosure. No one was buying new cars for a while.
But one thing that kept on growing was student loan debt.
Chris Christopher at IHS Global Insight says people have kept borrowing for higher education, believing they'll benefit in the long run. And the price of education has kept rising. Student loan debt has ballooned to $1.2 trillion. Now, as the economy has improved, Americans have gradually taken on more debt for houses and cars, but fewer are falling behind on their payments. Student loan delinquencies, though, are on the rise.
There's a couple things you cannot run away from in the U.S., taxes and student loan debt.
And that could keep people in their 20s and 30s from, say, buying a house or starting a retirement account for years to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.